Sal Si Puedes.
Travel Podcast, The East LA Guide to Unsettling Down. Trailer number 2.
Attention, please. Attention, please. Here is a special announcement. Attention, please. Here is a special announcement. It is with very deep regret that we have to announce to you, contrary to claims made by some members of the general public, that...
I can't take it no more. I gotta get out of here.
I can't. I just can't.
It's easier than you think, Chief.
My papa's real big. He did Lucky Pleased. That's why everybody worked on him.
Killed him, huh?
I'm not saying they killed him. They just worked on him. The way they're working on you.
Sal Si Puedes.
Travel Podcast is now unleashed onto the world.
Unleashed in the East!
This part-time vagabond will share with you some of his adventures to distant shores. Yup, I've been around.
You pervert!
There are many travel podcasts, and I've heard my share. Some go off the cuff, and some go scripted. Will you enjoy this one?
So just let me introduce myself. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground.
Former English teacher at Theodore Roosevelt High School in Boyle Heights. Now a longtime substitute teacher with LAUSD. A veteran in that realm.
I'm going to take a little roll here. Jay Quellen.
Here.
Balake.
I hear.
D. Nice.
Here.
Jessica.
Mr. Garvey.
What is it, Aaron?
Born and raised in City Terrace.
Where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man.
Did some years at University of California, Santa Cruz.
And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
Tutoring jobs, office gigs, then found myself in the teaching profession. Part-time vagabonding for over 2 decades. This will be the main focus of this program. You like traveling? Well...
Let's go! Let's f***ing go!
In each episode of...
Sal Si Puedes...
We will describe places I've been and the people I've met. We will detail some new musical discoveries, mostly distorted and underground. We will also celebrate our new appreciation for atmospheric ambient melodies. We will review some fanzines as they were once referred. These, of course, are independent publications beholden to no one.
I bow down to nobody. You want to come see me? Come see me.
I fondly remember zines like Ripping Headaches out of Tampa, Florida, Torcido from El Paso, Texas, Stress Related from Anaheim, and even Regeneración from back in the day from...
These Los Angeles.
That independent streak is always welcome here at
Sal Si Puedes.
I will highlight more recent additions to my zine universe. We will delve into some travel-related or international reading material. I remember the first few times I read Growth of the Soil and How I Rooted for Isaac. Diary of a Vagabond, written by a woman relating 1920s Japan, still resonates with me after several reads. The biography of the first woman to walk the Appalachian Trail and escape an abusive husband fired me up. You like to read?
You, Mr. Bemis, are a reader.
A reader?
A reader.
Yes.
A reader of books, magazines, periodicals, newspapers. You will henceforth devote your time to your job and forget reading. Do I make myself perfectly clear?
The last time I was at the movie theater in the USA was more than 10 years ago, so I'm not a moviegoer, but I do remember appreciating the Danish musical Dancer in the Dark.
I used to dream that I was in a musical, because in a musical, nothing dreadful ever happens.
The Chinese drama Last Train Home, and my favorite, the German romantic fantasy filmed in majestic Berlin, Wings of Desire.
I can't see you, but I know you're here. I feel it.
I will watch a movie related to the country being discussed and give my thoughts. Simple enough. Then some food for thought, literally. How well does my vegan way of eating hold up on my trips?
You're eating flesh?
It's just a hamburger. Not all the time.
You're disgusting.
You can't be vegan in Mexico, some have said. Wait till you get to Argentina. I ate well in both. In fact, my palate has been treated well on all my trips. You ever have arroz con chocolate in San Pedro La Laguna in Atitlan? How about Nuak Mia in Ho Chi Minh City? Limonada de coco in Medellin? Tajine in Marrakesh? Let's talk about it. I will listen to some travel podcasts and relate where I can. Some I really enjoy, like Women Who Walk, Everyday Badassery, Food for Thought, etc. This guy ain't the most well-spoken, but they best bring the info without ums and andas.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I like my podcasts clear and thought out. Is that too much to ask? No humming and hawing around here. Just tell me.
Let me tell you something.
Once at a Latino book fair at California State University, Los Angeles, after I submitted a poignant recommendation, I was messaged, "You should share your comments aloud. You seem to have strong opinions." I responded, "Those are the only kind I have." And so it is here at
Sal Si Puedes,
where your new friend shares his thoughts on the many countries I have visited. Do I have a target audience? All teachers and substitute teachers, punks, metalheads, dungeon synth aficionados, cat lovers, librarians, pancake addicts, flight attendants, zine makers, boxing fans, travelers and those who wish to travel, artisans, cooks and servers, taggers, cafe goers, walkers and hikers, audiobook fiends, cacao addicts, chocolate gelato freaks, fans of wicked drum fills and mind-blowing guitar solos, cholas and veteranos, those who work for the city, book lovers, street cleaners, special ed TAs, school staff, herbal tea drinkers, bookstore owners and staff, ping pong and badminton fanatics, writers and rioters, students of all stripes, gym goers, vegans for the animals, documentary viewers, my Ukrainian, Vietnamese, and Colombian friends, and all the residents of City Terrace and surrounding barrios.
Let the blow fall soon or late. Let what will be o'er me give the face of earth around and the road before me. Wealth I ask not, hope nor love, nor a friend to know me. All I ask, the heaven above and the road below me.
This was recorded in City Terrace, East Los Angeles, 2024.